Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What are your favorite sports movies of all time? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. A long-standing tradition in my family has been on Christmas night, after the engorgement that afternoon, to all pile into a couple of cars and go to the movies. You would be surprised how many people have the same idea, trying to shake the cabin fever of Christmas Eve, morning, and day inside. We usually have our choice of several movies that debut over Christmas, but since this is a sports commentary, it got me to thinking about my favorite movies of that genre. Maybe one of these days, Freddy the Slasher will meet LeBron James in something that approximates a Christmas sports movie. It's amazing how many sports movies have been made over the years with such mixed reviews that all the lists you can Google vary widely among their top 25. Oh, sure, you can count on the reliables like Rocky, Bull Durham, and Hoosiers to be on there, but I found many movies that made one list and were left off others. For example, one poll had Miracle, the story of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, at number one, while ESPN's list did not even have the story of the stirring upset of Russia among the top 25. Sportsandmovies.com had Tearjerker Brian's Song, Heartwarmer Friday Night Lights, and Robert Redford's The Natural. None of those made ESPN's top 25, which had Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe, The Hustler with Paul Newman, and Jerry Maguire with Tom Cruise instead. More movies did make both lists than not, such as Field of Dreams, Coach Carter, The Uproarious Caddyshack, Slapshot, The Bittersweet, We Are Marshall, and the inspirational Remember the Titans. The one movie I was glad to see on both lists was one of the oldest sports flicks ever made, the 1942 Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper, playing Lou Gehrig, whose career and life were cut short by the disease that would carry his name. Shot in black and white with cheesy action recreations, Pride of the Yankees made me cry when I was 14, when I was 24, and even now. Gehrig's tearful goodbye to Yankee fans, insisting while nearing death that he was the luckiest man on the face of the earth, still holds up as perhaps the best sports scene ever created. Hope you all saw something good over the holidays. This is Archansky. See ya.